Do you like how I'm dressed? It's especially for you. This is the way you want me, right? In my summer dress. Sleeveless. Light. Soft silk fabric. Flowing over my skin. I love this dress. I grew up in a cold climate. So putting on a dress like this, it almost feels sinful. Like it's unnatural to feel so free. So liberated. And still be wearing clothes. And I must say, I think it was a good choice for tonight. Our special night when we celebrate the first time we ever made love. I don't know of any other couple who does this. Who celebrates the date when they first had sex? It's so crazy. I love it. It is such a part of who we are, you and I, that playfulness. The way the two of us make each other laugh. How you helped me joke my way out of those hours of or days when I just feel so lost, defeated. Like I'll never be as good as I want to be. But you tease my fatalism, my doom and gloom pessimism, and suddenly I see how my drama, even melodrama, has its funny side. That is a wonderful gift you give me. Do you know that? Do you know how rare it is to find a man who is so attuned to me that he knows how to jerk me out of depression with humor? I am so lucky. Is there anything you find rare about me? I'm not looking for compliments, and please don't answer if you don't want to. There is. What? My erotic imagination. Really? That is wild. And here I was thinking I was boring. But seriously, you think I'm an erotic woman? Of course. Wow, I didn't see that coming. Though, now I think about it, I used to get called slut or whore a lot in school. And I never understood it. I mean, I never dressed sluttily. So why would they call me that? But I certainly never hid my interest in sex from anyone. And I was the one who suggested new things to my boyfriends. Role play, taint play, cosplay, threesomes with other guys for me, and with other girls for him. Though, if I'm honest, for me too. Thanks, baby. It is true. You are right. I do have a great erotic imagination. And you know who benefits most from it? You. You benefit. In the way I lick my way up your thighs. But take great care not to graze against your balls until inevitably, almost by accident, I do. You benefit when my tongue licks its way very slowly across your stomach. My warm breath falling until it caresses the tip of your penis. But do you know when you benefit the most? It's when I push you backwards onto the bed or the floor or the sofa or any flat fucking surface, because that's what the surface will be used for. Fucking. So that's as you're lying out, flat on your back, your cock straining upwards, desperately trying to touch my groin. I can feel myself slide down onto you. I start by squatting over you in this dress, the beautiful dress, the one you love so much. The anniversary dress, designed so that when I wear it, I never need panties. The dress with the best access to me. I love your cock. I've kissed every part of it thousands of times. I've licked it. I've sucked it. You like it when I do that, don't you, babe? And because I know your cock so well, I'm sure that my squatting over you like this I thought you would, and maybe while I'm helping you out, you will help me out too. Lie back, my love. Close your eyes. Remember the first night we had sex? It was warm. But my dress was so silky, and the air flowed over my body. I had no underwear on, though you didn't know that, because in my mind, I was determined to have sex with you. I didn't know if it would be kissing, touching, fondling, which would have been enough for me that night. That would have felt really intimate. But it was so, so much more than that. And that's why each anniversary I try to recreate what we did that night, that sensual, erotic night. That night, I squatted over you like this, and then slowly eased my pussy down. All the way. to the bottom. Oh, you beautiful cock. Oh, God. You feel just as hard in me right now as you did that night. You feel me. You complete me. When I have your cock in me, I feel at peace. Like in the state I was meant to be. The state my body craves. Let me move on you, babe. Do it like that. It feels good to twist my body around with you inside me. Oh, to ride you. Oh, fuck. To ride you. Like this. Slowly. Lean girly. Ah. Your cock moved from side to side in my pussy. That feels really good. And then to move on you up and down. But so slightly. Can you feel me? I'm going really gently. My pussy, she wants to milk you so sweetly. Ah, oh. Oh. My love, you're getting even harder. It feels so good. I hardly need to do anything. I just squeeze my pussy and she tightens around you. And your warm, wet walls enclose your penis in a warm, moist velvet love. Please, I need to feel you moving in me. Oh, fuck. Please, please, babe. Just push yourself into me. That's good. Nice, strong thrust. Oh, babe. Oh, daddy. I really need to come. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's it. Firm. Hard. Thrust. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Stroke my sweet clitty for me. Please, baby. Oh, God. Be good to you. Oh God, I'm coming, baby. Come with me. I need you inside me. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Better Every year. The sex, I mean. How is it possible?